this is an organisation who many listeners will recollect, the owner had to pay £50 million in customer refunds only last year, charging rates of over 4,000% to a lot of low-income families. The club simply shouldn't be associated with an organisation such as a money shop.
You heard Jez Moxey there, Pete, and we've played that clip a few times because the club are unwilling to come on and debate the issue live with us. That was from an interview conducted with our sports team when the shirt sponsorship was unveiled. But they're saying, look, they developed this relationship with the money shop over a number of years. The company's name has been very prominent in one of the stands at the stadium for a number of years. So compared, it's a relatively small step, you might argue, to having the name on the shirt. And, you know, companies who are willing to give money to football clubs, even in return for advertising, aren't exactly thick on the ground.
Well, I think it's a significant step, actually, Adrian. If you think, I mean, they've been sponsoring the South Bank, I believe it is, for 7 years.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference towards what they'll be attempting to sell thousands, if not tens of thousands, of home shirts or in away shirts and get us supporters to proudly walk around wearing the shirt that we love. And I simply cannot be associated with an organisation such as a money shop, so that they'll have lost their £50 income from me, as I'm sure from thousands and thousands of other people.